We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the people of Missouri. We're for brewmasters, stockbrokers, beauty queens, and truck drivers. Whatever you do, if you're a Missourian, we're for you. We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we've got Missouri covered.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. It's 810 AM on 810 AM. Boom! What? Mind blown right now, people!
And to join us at this very special time of the morning, it's Nick Leckie. Nick, good morning. How are you? Any chance you could play left guard or left tackle for the Chiefs tomorrow night in Denver?
I cannot. I don't think that's something I'm able to do anymore. My body will just say no.
Will you try, please? Okay, then.
I don't think I would do any better.
Oh, Nick Leckie. Nick Leckie. Why won't they protect Mahomes better, please?
I don't know. I think a lot of it, too, has to do with Mahomes' ankle. It looked hobbled in the fourth quarter, where I see a lot of quarterbacks will have to make plays with their legs. I mean, even Rodgers with his great offensive line. You know, you still got to make plays with your legs every now and again. And with Mahomes not able to do that, that diminishes his effectiveness for sure.
What can be done to improve the play of Cam Irving?
I think just kind of helping out with some chip help. I mean, I think J.J. Watt kind of had his day with everyone on the offensive line. So that was a tough one for the Chiefs offensive line. And I think, you know, sometimes just a running back presence or a tight end presence next to Cam at left tackle, I think that would help out. And just to slow up that pass rush. And then, you know, it's a combo thing, too, where – you know, I think Reed's trying to scheme with there are some RPOs that turn into passes. And then there are also some screen game to help him out.
Are you surprised that the running backs have struggled in pass protection as much as they seem to have struggled the last couple of games?
You know, not really. I think with the lack of running really, really enables defenses to sort of abandon their run support concepts and able to just pass rush. And I think it's something where I think, you know, they saw that. And, you know, I did see some screens trying to run. I saw, you know, them run the ball more consistently. I just think the main thing is it's tough when you get addicted to being a score from anywhere type of team, that it's tough to be steady. Now, there were a couple drives that were those 4.5-minute drives from the Chiefs that I liked and know and love, and, you know, kind of, you know, 5 yards, 8 yards, 4 yards type drives that, you know, give the defense a spell. But I'd like to see more of that.
So this matchup against the Denver Broncos will feature the always intriguing matchup between Mitchell Schwartz and Von Miller. We talked to Mitchell Schwartz about that yesterday. He says sometimes he thinks it's overblown that he has such great success against him. But Von Miller talked about how Schwartz is a difficult matchup for him. We heard both of those comments a little bit earlier. But look, Von Miller, if you're Vic Fangio, that's your big weapon tomorrow to get to Patrick Mahomes. Chubb is injured. They've got some other good players. Derek Wolfe's a nice player on the defensive line. But I would imagine this is all about trying to keep Von Miller away from Patrick Mahomes as much as possible. Why has Mitchell Schwartz had so much success against one of the best pass rushers in the league?
I think it's just one of those things where I think Von Miller or Mitch's style bodes well for facing Von Miller, where he's quick and elusive, and you know, he's got a hell of a repertoire in his pass rush moves, and I think Mitchell is just able to handle that. Just one of those things where, as offensive linemen, we have our kryptonites, and we have our times where, okay, we're going to do good versus this type of person. And for whatever reason, it just matches up well for Mitch.
All right, Nick, let's talk about the other side of the ball. One of the big topics for the Chiefs this week has been their struggles in just tackling. You know, when they've got a guy in their sights, being able to bring him down. When you look at that issue for the Chiefs right now, do you think that's something that can be sorted out because it's just a lack of maybe fundamentals or concentration? Or is that a physical issue when you see a guy that he looks like he's in position to make the tackle, but he's not quite able to make the tackle?
No, I think it's one of those things. It's and it sounds cheap, but it's unlucky. I think missed tackles are just one of those things where it's a combination of the ball carrier doing a great job or avoiding a tackle, and then the tackler not being in a good position to make that. And then there's also sometimes, too, where as a defensive person, you want to just put everything you have into a hit, and you just whiff. And so it's correctable, and it's just an unlucky part of the game.
Nick Lecky is our guest. So before we talk about some other topics, what do you think happens tomorrow night? The Chiefs, look, this is a big game because, look, if they were to lose at Denver would only be a game back. Then you've got Oakland playing at Green Bay. Right now, Oakland's only a game back. The Chargers have been a huge disappointment. They're 2-4, but if they could win at Tennessee, and Tennessee's got a new quarterback now in Ryan Tannehill, I mean, hell, they could only be a game back if the Chiefs were to lose. But if the Chiefs win and things fall their way, they could give themselves a nice amount of breathing room with a win on Thursday night. So you tell me, what do you think is going to happen in Denver?
Well, I think that the Chiefs are going to come out with a smart game plan. I think they're going to do more to protect Mahomes, and they're going to do more to trust the offensive linemen. I think Rankin played pretty well at left guard for the Chiefs, and then I think you have someone stable there next to Cam. I think the O-line's going to come together. I think not having Chubb there really slows down Denver. And I think, a reliance on running the ball and getting back to that Alex Smith era of 10-play drives, I think that's the main thing. I think the defense has been doing a pretty good job overall as far as, when it comes to the red zone, they're pretty efficient. They're getting picks, and they're turning the ball over, and they're making stops. They're forcing offenses to kick field goals instead of touchdowns. So I think you come up with a game plan where it's run heavy, and then take what you can get, and then go for your shots when you can. And then I think you have to play for Mahomes' ankle, and you have to sort of put the stress, put the pressure on the offensive line to step up and to protect that pocket.
Okay, you say a game plan that's run heavy. Boy, that mm-hmm. doesn't seem that. And I agree with you. I'd like to see him try to establish the run. And I'd like to see more to, Darrell Williams. He had that big catch and run, and he's had some success. I know he did have a fumble, but he's shown some success around the goal line and short yardage. But they've got a nice complement of running backs. I would like to see them try to establish the run a little bit more. But, I mean, you think they'll actually do that?
Well, I don't know. It's difficult because it's one of those things where you take what you can get. And I thought, Darrell coming out of the backfield on wheel routes was effective, and the same thing with Shady, that it's tough to, like, those are how the Chiefs run the ball. It's like Mike Leach, where instead of running a sweep, you just throw a quick out route to the wide receiver, and that's your sweep. So it's not necessarily like you're just running to run the ball, but it's just you got to get those body blows to the opposing defense. You got to slow down their pass rush, and at the same time, you have to occupy the ball, possess the ball, and just to give the defense, defense time to rest. I mean, possessing the ball on offense has multiple outcomes, and one of those is saving your defense.
What do you think the issue is with the penalties for the team this year?
Just one of those things. I think. I mean. You look at a guy like Bashaud Breeland, where refs are seeing that he's getting some holding calls, and then they're going to be focusing on that. I mean, you got to look at refs from a human standpoint, right? Where they study tape, they see things, and it's going to be a point of emphasis. I just wish there was a little bit more consistency from the refs regarding eligible receivers and how defenses are allowed to play them. That's what I would like to see, just consistency, where if you let one team play tough, you got to let the other team play tough.
All right, so before we move on to K-State, what's your prediction for tomorrow night?
Man, I think the Chiefs are going to get stuff going. I like a team that is lost to. This is a good time to regroup, refocus, and this is what you see with what championship teams are made of, right? When all the pressure's on you, and when everyone's expecting you to lose, and everyone, or not everyone, but people are starting to give up hope and say the season's a wash, you got to filter out that noise. You got to come together, especially on the road against the divisional foe, Thursday night national game. I think the Chiefs are going to come out victorious 29-17.
29-17 from Nick Lecky. Now let's hear what you have to say about TCU at Kansas State. K-State and TCU both 3-2 overall. TCU 1-1 in the conference. K-State 0-2, but K-State coming off of a bye week. TCU, first let's start there. How stiff of a test is this going to be? What's your opinion of TCU? They're coming off a 49-24 loss to Iowa State.
Yeah, you always hate that. You always hate when a team's coming off a pretty bad loss because, I mean, they're, I think Iowa State's offensive line just handled TCU all across the board. 49-24 really is just, I mean, they just put it on them. And so two away games, and I think Gary Patterson is going to be motivating them. You know, he's got a special place, you know, here in Kansas, and he's motivated to get his wins back. And I think Klieman is also motivated to get his first conference win in his career.
Are you worried at all about the K-State offense that looked so dominant in the run game in non-con but hasn't really looked that way since getting into Big 12 play?
Yeah, it's just weird. Like when you look at what Okie State did and you look at what Baylor did, is they had the linebackers were flowing over the top and they had some really strong safety play. And so I think K-State's going to have some runs where instead of trying to power it into where they're going to, they're going to have some design cutback runs because I think defenses are overflowing, over-pursuing, and I think the back door is open for that run to succeed.
So what's your prediction for K-State and TCU?
I think K-State's going to bounce back. I think K-State's going to get their first conference victory of the year. And they're going to go on to have a successful October, November. And I think it's going to be K-State 32, and then TCU will have 24.
Oh, a late field goal there for TCU. Mm-hmm,
a late field
right.
goal, yeah,
very
exactly.
good.
Yeah, in the closing minutes, you know, just to try and get into one possession and kick an onside.
What did you think when you saw that the Rams had traded Marcus Peters for a reserve linebacker and a fifth-round pick?
that they were clearing the chute for the cornerback sweepstakes.
Did they give up too much for Jalen Ramsey, or was it a good deal for them?
No, you know, I think sometimes you have to think, you look back on your draft history and you say, okay, well, we've wasted a couple first-round picks, and we can give away a lot to get a sure thing. Guy who's in the prime of his career for about four years. And it's the difference between trading away an unknown versus having a bird in the hand. And I think it's a great trade because I'm always a veteran, pro veteran guy than a rookie, someone you don't know what their transition from college to the pros is going to be.
Now, Nick, I know your schedule is very very busy, and so I don't want to make you mad, but you know there's always an open invitation for you to come in studio with us. Please give me your reaction if now that you know that Mission Taco Joint brought in tacos for us to promote their taco bar tailgate package available. Is that something I should not have mentioned to you because they were just delivered now?
No, not really, because Jake had alluded to that you guys were having that.
Okay, all right.
So I just kind of pretended out of sight, out of mind, and I'm cool with my two Starbucks and my peanut butter bar that I had.
Well, that peanut butter bar is very good. Delicious. I can tell you that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And protein
yes.
packed as well.
Are you guys eating those Fun Size tacos?
Well, we're going to find out. As soon as this commercial break, there's going to be a mad dash into the control room.
Yeah, there's the bag full of Mexican food. Looks like a ton of tacos. Yeah,
there's going to be a radio show host full of Mexican food here.
I had to move
moment,
it to our office because it was too tempting for me.
Yeah. Flood the timeline with all the Mission Tacos.
Right? I'll flood your text messages.
I need to talk to you about the Peloton. I'm considering on... Yes. Jumping on one of those.
Me too.
I also need to talk to you, Lecky, about how your club soccer team has ruined the Great American Hope. So thanks for that, by the way.
Yeah, no, they really set the blueprint on the men's national team too, huh? What a great loss. I mean, Jesus Christ, Canada, that's hockey, not soccer. What's the deal?
Hey, Canada is good people. up there.
Hey.
All right?
Yeah.
So
that's very friendly.
They got old
don't wreck our show, you hoser.
Unbelievably friendly.
No, right?
Just like you, Nick Lecky. Nick, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen. Have a good one.
You're a gentleman and you're a gentleman.
That's right.
That's right. He is a gentleman.
A gentle giant of a man.
For such a big, beastly.
Right. With big hands. Right?
Crooked
fingers.
That's
what you told me earlier. Yep. Let's take a break so we eat tacos. Back at to this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.